Books to Read, The Remix, How to Lead and Succeed in the Multi-Generational Workplace, posted on the blog September 3rd, 2019. Quote, I like music remixes because they celebrate the fact that I've been around for a while, and they make me feel current. They offer a memory and a discovery. End quote. Lindsay Pollock. In my search for resources to develop the content for a retreat entitled Workplace for Every Generation, I found a book worth sharing. Lindsay Pollock's new book takes its premise from the musical concept of a remix. As she puts it, quote, in music, of course, a remix is a song, usually a well-known classic, that has been changed from its original state by a new artist who adds, takes away, or alters the original in some way to create something both recognizable and entirely new. End quote. Similarly, in business, the remix is a positive approach to organizational change that takes practices or habits embraced by a previous generation and adds to, removes from, or alters them in some way to better appeal to other generations so we can all succeed together. End quote. She goes on to say, quote, importantly, a remix does not erase the past. Rather, in a workplace context, it involves examining the classic fundamentals, from management to workspaces to benefits to communication to compensation, and questioning. She lists three types of questions. What do we need to stop doing? What should we continue to do? What do we need to start doing? What generations? Pollock begins by describing the five generations now in the workplace, or the seven generations if you add in microgenerations. Here are her commonly cited characteristics of each generation and descriptors I particularly liked. Traditionalists, 1928 to 1945. Loyal, cautious, formal, proud. Quote, want to be respected for their experience and knowledge and not discounted because of their age. End quote. Baby boomers, 1946 to 1964, self-focused, competitive, optimistic, forever young mentality. Quote, first television generation, strongly associated with the dramatic social changes of the 1960s. End quote. Micro generation Jones, 1955 to 1965, adaptable, balance of idealism and cynicism, openness to change. Quote, too young for Woodstock, too old for mosh pits. End quote. Generation X, 1965 to 1980. Independent, cautious, skeptical, tech pioneers. Quote, the largest population in the workplace for about 15 minutes. End quote. Micro generation Zennials, 1977 to 1985. Adaptable, balance of optimism and pessimism. Quote, Oregon Trail generation, quote, use social media, but remember life without it, end quote. Millennials, Generation Y, 1981 to 1996, self-expressive, group-oriented, purpose-driven, global, tech-dependent. Quote, significantly more diverse than the generations that preceded them, end quote. Generation Z, 1997, end date unknown. Cautious, technologically advanced, diverse, quote, most diverse generation in American history, with 48% being part of a minority race or ethnic group. Rules for remixers. There is much to like in this book. It covers topics ranging from the changes in our expectations about work or time in a job to the role of leadership in a multi-generational workplace. She addresses communication, training, and mentoring, as well as culture and our changing ideas about our work environment. Pollock ends the book with stories of individuals who found ways to keep the old and add the new in their own careers, each of which is interesting in its own way. What I particularly appreciated was early in the book, The Rules for Remixers, 8 Simple Rules for Working Across Generations. While written specifically for cross-generational interactions, they are useful concepts for a variety of different interpersonal engagements. If you are facing challenges leading organizations with multiple generations, if you want to understand more about your colleagues from other generations or experiences, or if you are simply interested in the topic, I recommend the remix.